Mandy Magro, she's brought out some big releases over the last couple of years. You may remember Rosalie's Station, and she's got a new release now called Flame Tree Hill, which is coming out on the stands on May 22nd. You can also catch Mandy at the FNQ Field Days at Kerribee Park. She joins us now. Mandy, thanks for your time.
Hi, Terry. Good to talk to you again.
I can't believe it's gone so quick. It feels like yesterday we were talking about Rosalie's Station, which came out in 2011.
Yeah, I know. Time goes too fast when you're having fun, as they say.
Then you moved on to Jacaranda last year, and now we're on to our third release, Flame Tree Hill.
Yep, Flame Tree Hill's my one that's coming out in a couple of weeks. It's fictional, but it's got kind of a little bit of a fact sort of base through there as well, because it's based on my one best mate's cancer journey. So it's got a little bit of both in there, but yeah, it's very close to my heart, this book.
How long was this in the process for?
Flame Tree Hill, probably, it takes me about a year from, you know, starting the first letter of the book to the end after all the editing process and printing and stuff. So about a year it's taken for its son to come to the shelves.
Yeah. And Joanne, of course, she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2005 and had a relapse in 2008, but she's managed to fight through.
Oh, yeah. She's a battler, Jo. She doesn't give up. She's a very positive person as well, very optimistic about life. And I think that sort of attitude, you know, gets you through things. We're very similar like that, both very sort of positive people. And she just never gave up. She's a very, very strong lady. So it was quite an honour to write a story that, you know, was based on her personal diaries and stuff like that. So, yeah, she's won twice.
Now, looking ahead, you've got another release coming up this time in November.
Yeah, I've got one called Driftwoods coming out in November. I've actually changed publishers. I'm now over with Harlequin when Driftwood comes out, and that one's got a little bit of a mixture of a story between the 1860s bushranger days and the modern day, but it's also got Adam Brand in it, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Why the change of publisher, if I can ask?
I just felt Harlequin, for me, were more, they had more of a modern spin on things, which my writing's very modern, they're modern stories. So I just felt it was time for a change, and Harlequin are very supportive of the fact that I wanted to have a factual person in my fictional book with Adam Brand, and they can see the great thing behind that. So, yeah, it was just time to move on. Penguin have been fabulous, and they're still very supportive and have told me I'm welcome back anytime.
Got a few options there.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to working with Harlequin now.
And how have the past two releases been received around the place? Away from the tablelands.
Yes, really good, really good. Quite surprisingly good. It's been a very exciting journey, you know, and the fan base sort of grows, and even on my Facebook pages and stuff, I've made some really great friends through my readership as well. So it's a genre that's going really well. I'm going to ride along with it while it's going well. I can't see it ever going out of fashion. It's something that Australians love to read about, hey, about sort of the outback country stuff.
Now, of course, you're heading to the FNQ Field Days in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be, I like the fact that they've actually got it at the Kerribee grounds, the radio grounds now. I think that's a good spot, actually. It's more central. So, I'll be there for both days signing books. So if you're there, come and visit. I'd love to meet you. Should be a good day, good couple of days.
And heading to Dimbula again for the Lions Fest this year?
No, I'm not this year, sadly, but I think I'll make up for it at the Field Days, because there's a lot of, you know, they get quite a few people through there, so I'll put all my energies into those 2 days, I think, this year.
It's coming out very, very shortly, Flame Tree Hill, May 22nd, not too far to go. Where can people get their hands on Flame Tree Hill away from the Field Days?
They can get it at any online bookshop. It's also available as an ebook, if people prefer that.
Now, on your website, as you mentioned, you've got the ebook. You've got a bit of a preview on the website, haven't you? A few pages there.
Yep. And I also have, I've done a trailer up as well for Flame Tree Hill, a book trailer, which you can have a look up on YouTube, which is also backed. The backing song of that is by a really good friend of mine as well. So, yeah, it's a great trailer. If you want to see what the book's all about, you can jump on YouTube and look up Flame Tree Hill by Mandy Magro.
North Queensland's local author, Mandy Magro, with a new release, Flame Tree Hill and Driftwood, not too far away in November. All the best with the release, and people can come and catch you at the Field Days in a few weeks' time.
Thanks, Terry. I hope to see you there too.